Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. We are live here this morning, and Cindy came in on two wheels this morning. I came in, flew in from Aruba last night just to do the show today. Doesn't that sound fancy? We have Jesse manning the phones. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello.
I am so happy to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, it's been so long.
Yeah, I know. Last week, I know they were playing the football game, so we were sort of bumped out of our spot last week. But that's okay, because I was, you know, out on the beach sunning myself out in
Oddly
Aruba.
Enough, so was Aisha.
You were?
No, not at all.
Yeah, <I know. laughs> It was a last-minute trip. Sometimes those ones are the best. But, you know, it was doctor's orders almost. But it's a good time of year to take a little break and reconvene. I slept so much. I can't tell you, Sin, how much I slept. I did the human race could sleep as much as I did.
I can't even imagine.
Hey, listen, don't make me feel guilty about going on vacation. It's
I'm not
like
making you
that
feel guilty about the vacation. It's the sleep. Yeah, it's the sleep, because if I could get 4 hours in a row, I could conquer
But
the world.
Let me just tell you this. You know how the world is. Like it gets really right back into life again. So we got home last night.
No, and like you never went away.
Like we never went
like
away.
You don't know, that might be a spray tan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
and
I know.
There we are, and what do you think happened, Mark? Didn't snore the entire time we were away, and legitimately, he's a grizzly bear when he's home. I think the bed's too soft because our bed was hard as a rock there, and maybe he just needs a hard bed. So I ended up being up all night and slept in Casey's room, and yeah, whatever. There goes all that sleep. I'm right back to my regular pattern.
Like nothing ever happened, never went away.
So glad I did that.
I know.
I know. So we have a special guest here.
How long have we been trying to get this man?
Yeah, we've been trying to get him here forever. You've introduced me to him years ago, so mm-hmm. I'm fortunate to know him because of you and mm-hmm. our friendship and our relationship. And you know I'm pretty, I don't know what the word is, I'm pretty picky about the people
As
I trust.
I.
Yeah, of
oh,
course.
Oh, gosh.
Of course,
absolutely.
Yeah. So when you told me, hey, I have this new attorney that I want you to, I was like, listen, I'm all set. I got enough attorneys in my life. Who doesn't?
Right.
For a good reason, by the way. I don't have attorneys because I need them to get out of problems. But,
right.
But you know, but everyone says that. You know what I mean? Oh, I have a friend. I have this. I have that. And I was like, you know, Cindy knows what. I have. You know, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, but I have a certain level of
expectations.
Yeah, expectations.
I mean,
of taking care of clients, right?
Oh. Huge.
Yeah.
Because it's one less thing for us to have to worry about if we have the best of the best with us.
Absolutely.
Truly.
Yep.
And Dan Mann introduced me to Jim, and
Let's give Dan a little shout out. I don't know if he's listening this morning. It would have been nice if he stopped by too, but that's
he said he might.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Oh, good. All right, Daniel Mann. That would be nice of you to come. So Fairway Mortgage, of course, is in Marshfield.
Yes.
And Dan and Fairway Mortgage are the corporate sponsors for our radio show here every week, and we're very pleased to have it. It's been this whole entire year, so it's been really, really nice to have that relationship with them. It's all about building ships.
It is.
Partnerships.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of ships.
Something ships.
Yeah. The best type of friendships.
Absolutely. There you go. That's another ship, the friendship.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
My goodness
gracious.
All right.
So we won't have the suspense there. So we have Mr. Jim Sweeney. We call you Jim. Does everyone else call
you
James?
Everyone calls me Jim. Most people call me Jim, yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you have a really nice radio voice, doesn't he sound
great? He does.
We're trying to make him
nervous. Not only does he look great, but he sounds great. Oh, twofer.
That's the thing, too. You know, him and Dan next to each other, like, they're like a dynamic duo. What
they
a great
are.
Team. And they're really easy to look at.
Oh,
which
absolutely.
Makes our job easier.
Right? When you, yes, because sometimes I just have to look at you all day. And,
I know. Oh. It's not pleasant for any of us.
No,
believe
I'm
me.
Kidding.
When I use the restroom, I wash my hands and don't look up at the mirror.
Right?
I can't even stand to see myself either.
I don't know why they're necessary. It's my hands I'm washing.
So we have Jim Sweeney here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so we're just trying to break the ice. You feel better now?
I feel better.
Yeah, this is your first time doing this.
I know. I'm a rookie.
Yeah.
I do feel good, though. You said I had a good voice for radio. Not a good face for radio.
You have both.
Oh, you have both.
You could do TV.
We definitely know we have
face for radio.
No, we do. We always talk that we're going to try to get this, you know, we do our YouTube stuff. Oh, we should do a YouTube video.
Oh,
all right, we'll do that.
We will, yeah.
We'll have some fun with that.
We do videos.
Oh, you post.
We're funny.
After the show?
Yeah, well, yeah, sometimes if we were pre-recording, we would, like, give people a little teaser and let them know what's happening. But we'll put one together and tell people that you're here. And then if Dan comes, oh, my gosh, then... It's Four's Company, no longer Three's Company. So, Jim, why don't you tell our listeners, because this is your first time here with us. I mean, a lot of our clients obviously know you and know you well. You do such a great job. First, I want to personally thank you, and I'm sure Cindy will take the time to do so as well, is thank you for the type of care that you do give our clients.
Thank you.
Because I feel similar to what our job is. I feel like... And I don't mean this mildly. Anybody can be a real estate agent, right? But it's that whole other level of customer service and doing the right thing for your clients and being there for your clients and having the right motivation that makes it all worthwhile, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And helpful. And I feel like that's how you are with our clients. You treat them with the same respect that we do, and that's awesome. We get so many nice testimonials about you.
Well,
so
that's so nice to hear.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys trusting me with your clients.
Mm.
It means a lot. I mean,
nobody else.
I know you take your jobs very seriously. And so
sometimes maybe too.
The fact that you trust me with the clients means a lot to me, so I appreciate that.
So tell us a little bit about you, like where you're located, where your offices are, all of that good stuff.
Well, I have three offices now.
Mm-hmm.
We have an office in Marshfield right down the street,
mm-hmm.
about a mile from here, right behind the Roach Brothers supermarket.
Yeah.
We have an office in Chelmsford, which is kind of like the main office. And I just opened an office with you,
mm-hmm.
Sharon, in the Adams Corner section of Dorchester.
Yes, we are
so excited about that. My wife's from Dorchester, and I have a million friends in Dorchester. So
I never met your wife, but I instantly like her. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Like, you're from Dorchester, I like you.
Oh, she'll like you.
I'm pretty likable,
Jim.
She'll
love both of you. I met your mother yesterday, by the way, who was a delight.
Yes, good. Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. We had the refinance with my sister. So
that's awesome. See, I trust even my family with you, so I didn't even have to give you holy water for that whole episode, but whatever.
But I worked my first morning in Dorchester, and it was great. I saw a million people I knew walking around Adams Corner, and
isn't it exciting?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting to be there.
And you did such a beautiful job decorating the place. You really turned it into something that I didn't expect. I saw it when it was under construction, and I said, I just didn't have the vision for it. I said, this isn't the right spot. And I had told you that. I said, Sharon, I don't think you're going to like this space.
I know, because we've been looking for a while.
You went up there and you loved it, and you said, I have a vision for it, and you really turned it into something really beautiful. So
yeah,
it was really nice. It's really comfortable. You
know? I know you're so surprised. I wish Cindy could have seen. I did take some before pictures of it. So the way that everything had worked was, you know, Jim knew that I was looking for space in Dorchester, mm-hmm. and we just were keeping our eyes and our ears open for, you know, things that were going to come up. There was one spot that we thought was going to work out for us. I was telling you that our good friend, actually Doug Bossy, who is the owner of Old Town Real Estate, he's a good friend of, I wouldn't say he's a good friend, but we have such a good relationship work-wise, that high respect for him. He is such a good agent and owner. And he texted me while I was in Aruba that some space came up, and I was like, oops, guess what? I already found some. So, but when I'm in that space, I feel like there's no place like home. I am so energized in there.
It sounds like the perfect spot. I know that there were a few of you that were in there and then went, there's a new tavern or something downstairs. Like, how perfect is that? Like after a long day at work, because you do have long days at work.
Yes. And look who has joined us.
Oh, my. Is this an early birthday present for me?
No. Pull up a chair. We have, you can actually, if you guys want to scooch over. So, sorry, Jesse, we have a new
early
new,
birthday
new
present
people.
For me.
Yeah, this is awesome. We have Dan
two
in the house.
Guys.
Dan in the house.
We do.
So with the Dorchester office, we're really excited about that. And it's so funny to me because when you said to me, Sharon, like, you know, I came along some space, you know, I know the landlords, you're friends with them, you know, the owners of the building and everything. And I was fortunate to have, you know, to look at it first, you know, with you. And he's like, yeah, you're not going to like it. You're just not going to like it. It's nothing like what your offices are now. And I was like, well, you didn't see what my offices looked like before.
Right.
So, they came out really, really nice. So we'll have to get Daniel Mann up there too.
Yes.
Hey, is that like Shadow just from one day? Because I'm guessing it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Homer Simpson.
Grow it up real quick. Oh my goodness.
I saw him last night. He was clean shaven.
Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Like a Shia patent.
It's a curse. Exactly. So I think about it real hot. Pull me
in now. Like a gorilla.
I know. It would take some people like months to do that.
Right?
You wake up with it.
Yes, I do. It's bad, though.
It's so funny. Jesse has a little bit of the same thing going on. I just want to let everyone remember that you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, and we have the best of the best right in front of us right now. So we have Jim Sweeney, who is with us, and he is an attorney. And you know what? This is so funny. You know how we say people don't really care what real estate office you're with? I don't even really know the full name of your office.
I do.
We'll say it.
It's Harrington Sweeney.
Harrington Sweeney.
Oh, okay.
PC, yeah.
I just say it's Jim Sweeney.
Jim Sweeney.
Jim Sweeney.
That's all
I care.
I like the attention. Yep.
It's all about you. Let's just put it right back there.
That's why I'm upset that Dan came in. I was getting all the attention.
I know.
Here,
Dan was here. Well, Dan was like on the Southeast Expressway heading north, and he heard we said that you were here alone, and he's like, I'm turning around.
Exactly. I said, I have to be part of the Jim Sweeney extraordinaire attorney experience.
Well, like I said, this is his first time here. You never forget the first.
That's
right.
That's right.
So if you have any questions for us, so we have Jim Sweeney, who is here with us, so everything legal, and we also have Dan Mann, who joined us, and he is everything with loans and mortgages, and did a refi for my sister yesterday, so thank you
everything
very much
great.
For that. But if you have any questions for us, you can ask us questions about real estate. Are you thinking about putting your home on the market? Are you thinking about purchasing a home? We're going to, I know we're going to be getting to a break pretty soon, but before we get there, think of those questions that you might want to ask. That because our attorney is going to answer those for us. But the phone number here is 781-837-4900, and Jesse is manning the phones. And we're keeping his attention in there this morning, aren't we, Jesse? I know. Jesse, you know what? You're still doing your blog.
Uh-oh.
I tried to get his attention.
Yes.
Yeah, so that you did some really good ones, too. So we'll have to... Can we plug your blog for it? Do you want to?
You can. It's super offensive, so I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that's
all right.
It's
good for the WATD audience.
Oh, yeah. All right, then maybe we won't.
If they love Donald Trump, then they're good to go.
All right.
So I want to hear about these blogs.
He does have the radio voice. That's why he's in there. But
a great radio voice.
Well,
right?
He does have a great podcast, so I'll put that podcast on my website, and that way there we won't get anyone upset here.
Also risky.
That's all right. I can handle it. Did you not hear Jim say I'm from Dorchester?
That's true.
I'm having a full,
he wasn't listening.
Full blown hot flash right now.
You are.
Can you take
are.
It over?
Woo!
Oh.
Just looks like you're tan.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, very tan.
Just got back from Aruba. No one's noticing.
No one can tell. But boy, the heat on this side of the table.
Can you feel it? It
a
just radiates
bit.
Right
mm-hmm.
off
really?
Of me.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Stay close.
Yeah, I'm hot. Oh. Can you feel it? No?
A little clammy. Oh, now she opens it. So I, over here, I'm going to freeze. Don't worry about me, Sha.
Welcome to
It's all about you.
That's what Mark would say. So with the three offices, that's where we were. So you have Marshfield, Chelmsford, and Dorchester.
Right.
And you've been doing, do you basically focus on real estate law, or what other things do you focus on?
We pretty much, I mean, my office pretty much does 90% real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing it for about 20 years now. I passed the bar in 1996, so it is just 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started out, I was in Boston. We did some litigation for about 4 or 5 years, but from that point on, it was just all real estate. We also do some estate planning, wills and trusts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I concentrate on real estate. Yeah. That's what I like.
I kind of have to in this environment because it's so intricate on our end that people don't know the stuff you have to do recording-wise and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. But I also like it's a good... A lot of lawyering involves adversarial type of situations where you're always fighting with the other side. But the one thing I really like about residential transactions and is that everyone usually is mm-hmm. going to be very happy at the end.
Yeah.
They're buying a house, you're helping them, they appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
And everyone walks out of the closing, and when they leave you, they have smiles on their face.
Yeah.
That to me is...
In most cases, people are hugging.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're doing divorce work or something like that, nobody's ever happy. I did a few divorces early on in my career, and I'll never do them again. It was the mm-hmm. worst, because no matter how good of a job you do it, their lives just fell apart. So it's
it would kind of bring you down if it seems like being around that
just
all the
negative
time.
And yeah. mm-hmm. when you're doing litigation, you're always arguing and you're always fighting. And
well, that's why we say to our clients, it's really important that you hire a real estate attorney.
Right.
We can't emphasize that mm-hmm. enough to our clients. And of course, people will say, well, my brother's friend went to law school and he's working whatever. Or recently, one of our agents had a situation where the attorney was a probate attorney, family law in probate, like. Mm-hmm. All day long, where something actually closed on a Friday and didn't record until Monday because she got stuck in court.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Instead of sending a runner or whatever, but that type of stuff doesn't happen. See, that's the type of stuff I don't have tolerance for, by the way. I was not very happy about that. But you specifically know what it is, and I do find immediately I can tell if an attorney on the other end, like if people come to me and say, oh, my brother's friend is an attorney, I can tell, generally speaking, that if they are a real estate attorney or not, because they are very defensive, if not always on the defense. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that just have a general practice and they do like 5 or 6 different things. So I'd recommend that too. It's a lot like going to a doctor. You go to a general practitioner for some things, but if you have a broken leg, you don't go to a diabetes doctor, an endocrinologist. You go to an orthopedic. So,
absolutely,
I agree. I think it should go to somebody who specializes in real estate.
Yep, absolutely.
Agreed.
So we're going to take our quick break, and then when we come back, and Jesse, you know what? Remember the last one we added? Let's just scratch that one so we can get right back, okay? And then we're just going to take a couple commercials so we can listen to Fairway's commercials, and we will be right back.
Nice.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford, and you're listening to Talk Real Estate. And the phone number, one more time, 781-837-4900. We are live this morning, so if you have any questions for us regarding real estate, you know, buying a home, selling a home, any tips that Cindy or I can give you, please let us know. I recently went to, I know you weren't able to make it, but I'll invite you guys to go with me next year, too, is the Greater Boston Board, which I'm now part of that board, which is amazing. The classes that they have. We went to an economics expectations class, and it was phenomenal. So next year, you guys have a date with us to go to that. So it was really good.
A double date.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things they're still talking about is inventory is so low. So that's one of the reasons why it's, you know, a little bit sluggish now. So it's a great time to put your house on the market because you'd rather be one of less than one of more.
Yep. Right. So, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have any questions about mortgages, today's your lucky day. We have Dan Mann here from Fairway Mortgage. Again, Fairway Mortgage is our corporate sponsor of our radio show here, and we're very appreciative of that. Dan, it was a great year.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Really good.
And, of course, we have Jim Sweeney, who is our main guest here. We know through Jim, I mean, we know Jim through Dan, through Cindy, so it's just
It's really all about me. if you think about what you just said, it really is. It all comes back to me.
It all comes back to you, yes.
It does.
Yep. Yes, it's a big love fest here.
I know, and I had them hidden for quite a while.
I know. The secret's out, though. Right? The secret's out now.
My secret is out.
The secret is out. And
I just kept them real close to me.
Right? A lot of the agents in the office have been utilizing your services and all of that, so which is great. Again, Jim Sweeney from Harrington and Sweeney Law. What? See, I told
Harrington you. Harrington Sweeney, PC.
PC, okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But offices in Marshfield, Chelmsford, and Dorchester, and you live on the South Shore.
I do.
Yep. So you're in Hanover?
In Hanover,
In Hanover, which is great for all of our listeners on the South Shore area. So you certainly have areas where you can touch upon. Obviously, we have the office in Bridgewater, but you can always use that office as well for, you know, closings and things like that.
Thank
you. Open door there for you. 781-837-4900. Let's get into some of the topics we want to talk about today, Jim, because you know, the part that you do is so important. And actually, when I was away in Aruba, I did check my email a couple times, and there were a couple things that were going back and forth that were sort of legal-based with a couple of the agents working on some stuff. And I just say in my head, my response was, this is for the attorneys. We are real estate agents, and we don't give legal advice.
Ever. Right. Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
That's a good idea.
That's your... Right. You know, not mine. You're a whole lot smarter than we are, right?
Well, I mean,
you are really smart.
Not as just a little bit smarter.
Just
than
a little bit smarter than Cindy.
Just a tip.
Wow, you must be really smart.
You have no idea.
Just to be smarter.
I keep it inside.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
right?
You don't let it out. You don't want to offend people by being so smart, like that they just feel weird being in your presence.
Thank you, Dan. You get me.
I do.
I know.
All righty then. So Jim was afraid of like having some silent airtime, and
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, and I love Dan's response. I promise you, there will be no dead air, and if it is, it's only because they're laughing so hard they can't breathe. So.
But you'll hear me snort. You will.
Right. Oh my gosh,
it happens.
So let's get into some of what you do. What are a couple of the ideas and tips that you think that people should think about when you know to protect their home?
Well, I think I was kind of thinking on the way over here that to me, in my view, there are two really important things you should do before you buy your home.
Mm-hmm.
You should make sure you're working with a really experienced realtor who knows that market.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to overpay. If you're listing a house, you don't want to underprice it. Pricing is very important as on the selling side.
Mm-hmm.
But experienced brokers that or agents that know the different neighborhoods, and you know, you could be in the same town and two exact same houses in different neighborhoods have really different values.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you'll ever find two exactly the same house, but
apples for apples are hard right now.
And the other thing about having a really good agent is, you know, they know what questions to ask. They go into the house and they know to ask about the, has there been water in the basement? How old is the furnace? How old is the roof? Questions that people may not think about. They're looking around. They're looking at the, everything looks great.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, because you know what? Buyers only see the stainless steel and granite.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or the wine fridge.
Oh, yeah. The wine fridge. Cindy literally at the border matched her towels. Right. I'm like, that is not why we
bought the house.
Right.
Bought the, it's still there 8 years later, but I said, no, the floor goes downhill, like literally downhill. The window,
right. Window kind of. Remember Steve? Was Steve Cook was like, you can push the window out of the house.
Out of the house.
Oh,
we love it.
We love it.
We're buying this.
As a wine fridge.
Stepped over the man that was sleeping underneath the
floor. Let's buy it.
On the floor.
Fridge.
I said, I'll get you one for a closing gift. I'm not even kidding. Like, that's not the reason to buy the house. It's on a slant.
Right.
But they still live there. Loving it.
And other than that, too, Jim, do you agree that, I mean, not to sort of toot our horn, but for real estate agents there, I think one thing is important, like when you're going through the house and knowing what questions to ask, but the proper way to write up an offer to protect you with contingencies and sort of thinking ahead. You know, of things that could happen, would happen, extensions, all of that type of stuff, I think is important, too.
Very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't put little things like at or praise at, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I notice you guys, and that's a very important thing, you always have that contingency in your offer.
Mm-hmm.
Property must appraise at or above the sale price.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't put that in, and then, you know, they're stuck if the appraisal comes in low.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things like that, people don't realize that pros do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, there's some agents out there that aren't, and they just don't even think about the little things that they just put in. It goes a long way to protecting the buyer, which
is the
goal.
And in these bidding wars that we've been in, doing the escalation clause, which Sharon introduced to me, and almost every single agent has never heard of it, doesn't understand it, but it protects your client from, again, overpaying when you put in that escalation clause, which is huge, in wording it correctly, obviously. But a lot of agents know nothing about that.
One of our agents actually just got a really nice compliment because we have a form, one of our Boston Connect Real Estate forms, and she used it. And she's a newer agent, and she's part of our mentoring program, and there were multiple offers. Hers didn't get accepted, but the listing agent called her and said, I just want to let you know how impressed I am with the way that you wrote up this offer. I have never seen a cleaner written offer ever.
Right.
So I thought that was really, really nice. What are some of the other things other than, you know, having professionals? And it's not, we're not just talking about us. I mean, we're lucky in this area that we do have a lot of professionals on the South Shore who sell real estate. So that is good for our listeners. There are a lot of great agents in this area who do the right thing and do it really well.
Right. The other thing, and this is prior, so there's a couple things you can do prior to purchasing that the first one being hiring an experienced agent. But another really important thing, in my view, is the home inspection. And you guys refer people to home inspectors, and you know who's good and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
But having, before you decide to take that leap and make that purchase, having somebody go in there and take a look at everything, and at least, you know, he's going to write up the report, but he's going to tell you things like the hot water heater is 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you that the useful life is usually 8 to 10 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So you know at that point, well, I'm probably going to have to replace the hot water heater in 2 years or less. Same thing with the furnace, all the big items, looking at for termite damage, looking at the sills, the roof, how old is the roof? He's asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find out a roof is 30 years old, we did it in, 1985, then you know that pretty soon that's going to have to be replaced.
So. And the septic systems
And the sump pump. And they can tell if there's been water in the basement. They look for the lines along the wall if you see staining like that.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, if you have a good home inspection and all those questions are answered, you feel comfortable moving forward. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, these are the things I might have to deal with in the future. Maybe that's 5 years out. Maybe this is 2 years out. But at least you kind of know mm-hmm. where you're going and what you have before mm-hmm. you decide to, you know, pay for the, make the move. And if that goes well and you want to go forward, then you go to a purchase and sale agreement. If it doesn't go well and you're uncomfortable, then you have the right to get out, mm-hmm. you know, under the contingency. So those are just two things before you purchase. And there are a couple of things that I was going to talk about at purchase about the protections that you can purchase. But having the right realtor and having a really good home inspector in there before you decide to make mm-hmm. the leap or sign on the bottom line, those are two very, very important things.
And sometimes people, you know, oh, I got to do a home inspection. They don't want to spend that money. It, you know,
it's a
but
savings.
At the end right. of the day, mm-hmm. it is, because I've had it kill it. You know, deals will sometimes go, they won't close. People will just walk away because they'll find out a major problem existed that they wouldn't have seen.
Right.
And now they feel like, yeah, that is the best $350 or $450 I ever spent.
It
because
is.
Now I didn't go buy a $10,000 problem as opposed to the $450. So that's, a lot of people say that up front. It's almost like I tell them, it's kind of like insurance. You mm-hmm. know, yeah. it stinks paying for it until you need it.
Exactly.
And then it's a
right.
great thing.
Even the as-is properties, and a lot of my clients, because we, you know, happen to be in sometimes that market, and they say, well, can I do an inspection? I say, yes, it's for informational right. purposes only, right. but you can still, if I put that contingency in, you can still walk away. Mm-hmm. You know, you aren't going to be able to maybe get any money for this, but you'll know if that's right. a good structure and that, you know, what you have to out-of-pocket spend after. So you still want to do an inspection, mm-hmm. even if it's an as-is property, right. for your benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the seller is basically saying, I'm selling it as is, so don't come back to me. You can do a home inspection, but
right.
don't come back to me and ask me to fix anything, because at this price, right. I'm not fixing anything. So, but you do it for informational purposes, and if you're okay with, you know, the condition of
yep.
it, you can move forward. Some people are contractors, or they have the ability to fix things on their own. Someone like Dan Mann, he bought his mm-hmm. house and did a lot of his own work.
Mm-hmm.
But those are important. And the other couple of things, too, as far as the inspection goer, and people don't often do it because it's extra money, but if you have kids under six, lead paint testing, mm-hmm. I mean, that's important.
You know, if your house is built before 78.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. stopped using lead paint in the late 70s. So if you're looking at a house and it's you know from the assessor's card it was built in 1942, there mm-hmm. could be lead paint. And if you have young children, they tend to sometimes eat the chips, or they, mm-hmm. for some reason, I don't know. If
it, in the dust
it tastes
of
good.
That.
It's the dust. It's not that bad.
Because Dan
yeah.
does it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You can tell.
Wait, you don't?
It's obvious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's why you have all that.
But the thing with the lead paint, too, is having someone who's well-versed on all of those laws and everything, and there are actually some changes that actually the Greater Boston Board is actually doing a class on this in Natick this week, when I won't be able to make it, but they are making some adjustments, I hear, to that lead paint form.
I've heard that too. Yep.
Yeah, so I have to definitely find out more about that. But one of the things, if you think about like the Dorchester office, all those old mantles that came out of all these great places like on Beacon Hill and everything, those were loaded with lead paint. Now
right.
people are like, you know, they're embellishing
right.
their new homes with old
right.
things
right.
and they're bringing the lead paint into their house. So they should right. be careful about that. And the lead is actually, you know, when windowsills go up and down, the lead is, you know, scraping and the dust is going everywhere.
It's the
everywhere.
Dust that
yeah.
it's not kids that your parents
yeah.
aren't watching you.
Yeah.
that you're just gnawing on the window,
yeah.
except for Dan.
Yeah.
yeah.
But, it's the
everyone
dust.
Needs a snack.
Exactly.
If I can't get to the fridge, I just eat the windowsill.
It ends up all over the toys and everything else. So, but the other thing I love, and when we have Steve Cook on here from Imperial, he was supposed to be on with us last week, and
we got bumped
because of the sports shows. Steve is wonderful, and we have to get our website up to date with a bunch of videos and stuff that we have with Steve. But he does such a great job with all of his inspections. Mm-hmm. What I love is, one thing, it's finding out what's wrong with your home, but the other part of what he does is he teaches you your home. So
right.
if you're
right.
upstairs and the faucet bursts, where's the first place you want to go?
Right.
You know, you don't want to
right.
be worrying, where is that water shut off? You know?
right, right.
What does that look like?
Right,
you don't have
right.
time to Google in
right.
every instance
right.
anymore.
Right.
So
right.
He does a really good job of teaching people their home and changing
right.
out filters
right.
on furnaces and mm-hmm. things like that. So I agree. And too, some people, I do have a client that's going to be, they're snowbirds, and when they come back, they're going to do an inspection before they put their house on the market. So Steve can tell them the different things that they should take care of, because buyers, see things as, you know, a value, and, you know, $100 fix in a buyer's eyes is $1,000.
Right.
So sometimes it makes sense to make, you know, especially if you've been in your house for 25, 30 years, you don't see those things anymore. What are some of the other things, your other tips that you have for people? So you gave us a couple before, and what about during? Or how about like the offer part of it? Are there certain contingencies that you definitely want in there for every offer?
There definitely are, but just one more thing about the inspection. I think radon is also something. Radon is considered a carcinogen as well. So in all of these extra tests cost a little more money, you know. The lead paint test is going to cost money, but if you have kids under six, I think it's worth doing. Radon, especially if you're near ledge or a lot of rock foundation or the property, you can see a lot of ledge. There's typically going to be radon. So the question is it within the allowable limits under the EPA, which is 4 parts per million or whatever.
Mm. So he definitely doesn't listen to our show.
No, he doesn't listen to the show. No. I'm a little bit hurt.
Ooh. I know. Look. Either of you.
Why?
Because we had radon. We had this great idea to have radon really tests at our house.
We did. Because we talk about radon.
You do.
And I asked her on a show. Yeah. We've been in our house 24 years, both of us. We moved into the neighborhood. Both have finished basements. Have you ever done a radon test? She said, no. Have you? I go, mm-mm. But yet, I preach it all the time, kind of like a couple of other things that we will talk about. And I'm like, no, I never did that. So we did.
And Steve Steve was very good. He donated the machine and the test and everything.
Yes.
We videoed it. Mm-hmm. So Steve from Imperial Inspections.
Did you have radon?
She
would
did.
Come up?
One of us did. Who do you think? It was her damn bright idea, and I'm the one with radon.
Oh, God.
And she did the happy dance.
How high was the level?
It's like 4.8, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
0.4 something. I don't remember.
That's right over the allowable.
Yeah, I know.
That's not
Might have been 7 something, but
no, it wasn't. It was 4 something. It was
like
just 20. 4.
I know,
yeah.
4,
she wonders why her hair is green.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, right?
It's not from Aruba.
Well, actually, when I was in Aruba, I was looking at it. My hair was green. Yeah.
Those aren't hot flashes. Radon flashes.
She used to have brown eyes.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Well, it doesn't. I mean, Mark is the one who had his office in the basement for all those years. You know,
that explains a lot.
It's the second leading cause of lung cancer. So
it is,
so it's something that we're going to take care of. But
is that why he is that third ear?
Exactly.
Yep,
exactly.
He wasn't born with that.
So as you're talking about, these are all hazardous things that you really should be thinking about as when you are purchasing your home. When after buyers have, you know, go through a home inspection, how do you prefer to handle things? I mean, Cindy and I generally will take the next step if there's some further negotiations to go on. I mean, do you prefer that your client show you the offer before they submit it? Do you prefer to do the negotiation with the other attorney if items come up?
Well, like with your office, I'm perfectly comfortable. You guys know how to write up an offer. Sometimes I see offers that don't have any contingency, you know, they don't have the proper contingency in there. But things like that, you know, subject to a property appraising at the property value at or above the sale price. It's also important, too, and sometimes I don't see it, but if they're going to be doing FHA financing or VA financing, to put that in, because what happens later on is when it gets time to do the P&S, we have an amendatory clause that it says that if the property doesn't appraise at the sale price, the buyer gets to back out. And not just that, but on an FHA loan, the buyer's only putting down 3.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think sellers should know that up front, that this is the type of financing we're going to be looking for, because some people aren't comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
FHA can raise some issues that you don't normally see in other transactions. Like the inspection is a lot different. The appraiser goes in and he points out safety issues. Points out chipping paint, things that you normally wouldn't be an issue in a regular appraisal. It's just part of the value. So sellers should know what you're doing before, you know, if you just write the offer up and don't mention what type of financing it's going to be, and then you get to the P&S and the seller says, well, wait a second, you didn't tell me you were doing FHA financing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with an FHA appraiser and have to deal with, you know, painting the area that with there's some paint chips.
And it's hard to do now outside.
Right.
I mean, how do you paint outside now?
Right.
Well, let's just blame Dan for that aspect of it. Dan, that's your fault.
You're right. I do a lot of the FHA guidelines myself. I have a lot of pull in Washington.
I also think it's important that and I don't see it a lot. I mean, I see it with you guys, but I don't see it in a lot of other agents' offers where make it very clear whether the refrigerator, the washer, dryer are included, because those things can go either way. All of the other appliances in the kitchen, the stove and the dishwasher, those are built in, and so they're included. But sometimes there's some confusion about is the washer, dryer, refrigerator, are they included or not? So if it's in the offer and the seller signs it, then they're included. And there's no fight later on.
What you were saying, though, usually after the home inspection, there's some back and forth negotiations that is included. That's what when it comes to you after that. Usually the negotiations happen with you,
with
right?
Us. Yeah. Usually at our level. I try not to get, that's another thing, too, is I don't, we respect your time, and we don't want to get you to that next level if it's not necessary. Right. So, unless we need to, there certainly have been times and situations where I'm like, oh, geez, I have to call him and ask him what he would prefer or how he would want this. But in most instances, I'm not introducing you to the client until we have gotten through the home inspection. Right. I mean, I might in passing say, hey, I have a couple of blah, blah, blahs calling you or whatever. And I know you guys are always in, coordination.
I take an application, I let him know, like a perk with Jimmy is that he'll negotiate your purchase and sales for you for free at no cost, and he does your homestead. He records that, at no charge. He draws it up for you at no charge. So that's what one of the things I love about Jim. He doesn't nickel and dime people on little things like that. So that helps. That's just so much value to a buyer that, especially new buyers, they don't know that, though. They don't know that normally an attorney, they have to hire an attorney to negotiate their purchase and sales for them. Yep. That's a huge thing.
Even if they are getting the bank work, and I know we're sort of talking our lingo right now, but, a lot of people are actually, being charged for that. And we're trying.
They'll charge a separate negotiation fee or purchase and sale negotiation fee.
Yeah. And that's what we try to do is our job as agents is to really help our clients through every aspect. We're going to introduce you to the best of the best. And I say that confidently, don't you?
Absolutely.
And we're trying to save you money along the way, every step of the way, So I think that's, one of the things that I do love that you're able to do. We do have a caller. So we have John from Pembroke. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you
guys?
Good morning.
Any better, I'd still be on vacation, but I got back last night. what can we do for you this morning?
I have a question. If you're self-employed, what would be the best business structure to have to protect your home in any investment property you may own?
If you're self-employed?
Yes.
What type of a business are you in, John?
That would be a plumbing business.
Okay. I would probably set up a limited liability company. What is your structure currently?
DBA.
Okay. Yeah, so a DBA, you don't really have any protection under the. It's just you. So either a corporation or an LLC, but I would suggest an LLC because it's easier to. You don't have to go through all the corporate formalities like meetings and all those type of things. And there, the next segment of this, we're going to talk about some of the ways you can protect your home. So, do you have a homestead on your home?
I currently do. Yes,
you do. Okay. So, and you filed a homestead. You're not talking about just the automatic homestead that arises under.
No, I filed it with the Register of Deeds. Yeah.
Okay, so that covers you for the $500,000 in equity in the property. So, how much equity would you say you have in your property right now?
Probably a couple hundred thousand.
Okay, so you're covered. I mean, so if somebody were to bring a claim against you because you made a mistake and you screwed up their plumbing and they had a flood or something like that.
Gas is involved too, right, John? I mean, you must be working with gas as well.
Oh, yeah. The liability is very high.
Yeah. So the first thing, you'd want to have, I'm sure you have an insurance policy for your business, right?
Correct.
I think you want to keep that limit as high as you can. Do you know how much coverage you have?
I believe it's $3 million.
Okay. Well, then you're in pretty good shape. So between $3 million in insurance coverage for your business, if something happens, the $3 million should pretty much cover anything unless somebody gets killed.
What if you put something in a trust? So, John, I happen to know another plumber. So I think you probably know that if you listen to the show. And that's what he has, too. So Mark obviously has the limited liability. So he's an LLC.
Yeah.
But we also have, we have like a two-family, investment property and stuff like that. So everything that we have is in trusts. So is that something maybe he should consider, is doing something like that?
Trusts are a good vehicle for holding real estate, but you could also form a separate LLC for.
Oh yeah, we did that. Yeah, we did that. Yeah,
for different properties.
I think we did that. Yeah,
because you definitely would want to separate your LLC that holds the business from any other LLC, because if they go after the let's say it was a real serious injury and a couple of people die in a gas explosion, and you get to the point where you're above the $3 million in coverage. Then they could go after any assets that are held by the LLC. So if the LLC, you know, owns the plumbing business and it owns a couple of different buildings, you'd probably want to separate those out. So a lot of times people will say that the business is an LLC. They'll form a trust to hold any buildings or office if you have structures or real estate. That should be maybe in a different entity. And then if you own other properties, investment properties, you'd probably want to open a separate LLC for each of those properties. And that way you separate the assets, whereas if everything you own is held by the LLC, you know, the real estate that has to do with the business and any investment properties, if there was an injury that gets beyond the insurance coverage, then they could go after any of those assets because they're all owned by the same LLC.
What about his primary residence, too? So where would that fall? And how does that fall from a mortgage standpoint? Can you just take your primary residence and put it into...
We can't. I know whenever someone has property in a trust and they want to, say, refinance, it has to come out of the trust, and then you can put it back in after. But the actual... You know, mortgage has to be in a person's name to take it out. You can't do it in a trust.
Okay.
So it's a different from our end. Mm-hmm. That's why when he said, you know, put it in trust, I've had Jimmy have to take people's property out.
Yeah.
And for that, and then put it back in.
Put it back in.
They had changed the homestead law recently, though, where you can actually have a homestead on a property that's owned by a trust.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They changed the law a few years ago. So. As far as your personal residence, you definitely want to, you have that homestead that helps you, and that protects you up to $500,000. So, if somebody were to sue you, they could get, if they got a judgment against you, they could put a lien on the property, but they couldn't force you to sell the property to satisfy the lien. So, that's why those two things are very important. Number one, having a very good insurance policy, and $3 million is, you know, that's in most cases going to be sufficient. That should cover any claim unless there was some type of real catastrophe. And then nobody would get to other assets unless the insurance was exhausted. So I think you're doing the right things. Having $3 million in liability coverage and a homestead on your home, I think...
It sounds like he's responsible.
Yeah, that sounds like that's what you should be doing. I think you're all set up pretty well.
All right, I appreciate it. That's excellent advice. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you very much.
Thanks, John. Have a good day, John.
You too. Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. No. Yeah, there are so many moving pieces to everything, you know what I mean? And the self-employed, Mark and I are both self-employed, so we've been dealing with a lot of, you know, the concerns that John has had, too, you know, over the years. You know, what is the best way to protect yourself? Unfortunately, we live in a society that people are just so sue happy, you know what I mean? So, you know, and I know Mark every year gets extremely frustrated with, you know, the audits and everything that he has to do for the insurance companies. Yeah, I have one. I have to do some too. All right. So we have to take our next break already. So we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Jim Sweeney from Harrington and Sweeney PC, along with Daniel Mann from Fairway Mortgage. Again, Fairway is our main corporate sponsor here for our show has been for this entire year, and it's been nothing but a pleasure.
It's been great.
Yeah, I know you've enjoyed us.
Right. Yeah.
So we're gonna break up. We're gonna take that other one off so we can have more time. All right. Thank you, Jesse. We'll be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. This is Sharon McNamara along with Cindy Ford. You're listening to Talk Real Estate. We just had a great question from John from Pembroke. Thank you for calling in. If you have any questions for us, 781-837-4900 is the number here. And Jesse's manning the phones. And we just really can't believe that the clock is right in here, that we have 7 minutes left. So, Jim, why don't you talk about a couple of other things? Again, we have Jim Sweeney here from Harrington and Sweeney PC, along with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage. A couple other things you wanted to hit upon.
Sure. So the first couple things we were talking about were like pre-purchase protections, the way to protect yourself before you buy the property. There are a couple of, actually three things that I think are really important. The first one being homeowner's insurance. And everybody knows what that is. The banks require that you have it. It protects you if the house burns down. And the one thing about homeowner's insurance is that the bank has, their only real concern is that if the house burns down or it's damaged, that it can get repaired, replaced. So they usually require replacement coverage. Then there are a bunch of other coverages which are optional. And those are the things that I think people don't realize that they should be looking at. One of which is personal liability coverage. Now that would help you, that would insure you if, for example, somebody, a young kid fell in your pool and drowned, or somebody was severely hurt, they were on a second floor deck, the railing gave out, they fell on their back and were severely injured. So typically, people may have 100, 300 in personal liability coverage, but the difference between 300, and I confirm this with an insurance agent I do a lot of work with, the difference between $300,000 in personal liability coverage and $1 million is about $50 to $75 a year.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of like a no-brainer. If you can get an additional $700,000 for $50 a year, you're crazy not to do it. And things like that happen. I mean, people that have vicious dogs, you know, a pit bull that attacks a child and, you know, God forbid, kids kills a child or maims a child. I mean, $300,000 is not a lot of coverage in that situation. Somebody, you know, you leave the gate to your pool open at a party and a three-year-old gets out there and, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
Those things happen. So there are also, and there are a bunch of different other coverages that people don't, loss of use. So if the house burns down, how much money is available to you to go and live somewhere else for a year if you need to? And do you want to be in similar circumstances? And if you live in a 4,000 square foot house, you want to be able to go rent a 4,000 square foot house for a year. They have personal property coverage limits, and you want that to be as high as it should be so that you can replace all of your furniture. And
I have that for my Picassos. I want to make sure those are protected.
Your jewelry, your equipment, your furniture, all of all of your clothes, and you know, electronics. So they also, then they have these other specialized coverages like sump pump backup coverage. They have septic tank backup coverages. Mm-hmm. And those are all, you know, they're minimal amounts, but they're things that you need to worry about. So that's something that everybody knows about. The second thing that everybody should have is owner's title insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. So when you're going to buy the home and you're talking with the bank, they'll tell you that they require that you purchase a lender's policy of title insurance. And what that does, and you pay for it, but it only benefits the bank. It that protects the bank if they had to go and foreclose. You stop paying the bank, they have to foreclose. And it, when they go to foreclose, they realize that there's a title problem.
Mm-hmm.
This protects them, and it gives them the ability to sell the house, even though there's a title problem. The title insurance company takes responsibility for it. They agree to fix it.
We've had you use that a couple times. Mm. I mean, well, you're going to get to the next part.
The next part of it is what's optional, and that's the owner's coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And that protects the owner if, when they go to sell, there's an issue
mm-hmm.
that predated the purchase. And it happens all the time. I mean, sometimes they're fairly, you know, simple fixes, and sometimes they're not. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes it's just like a loan was paid off at the closing when they bought it, and the mortgage didn't get discharged properly. But sometimes there are other issues that, you know, the examiner made a mistake, missed a lien. He mm-hmm. just totally missed it because it was, you know, the data entry people putting these liens in at the Registry of Deeds, and sometimes they go against the wrong property.
Mm-hmm.
That owner discovers this isn't my lien, and then they correct it. And then it goes onto the property that you bought, and the examiner would have had no idea that he wouldn't have found it because it wasn't indexed against the right property. So issues like that, forged deeds, forged discharges, there's all a million different issues, and it happens a lot.
Are you still seeing any of the repercussions from all that robo-signing? Because I just, some of that's still coming up.
Yep, that's...
Oh my gosh, I can't even believe the music is playing right now.
Well,
that means we're all done.
And one more second?
Yeah.
How much time do I have?
Like 30 seconds.
Okay. So the last thing is the homestead protection, and that's, it's a document you sign. It's mm-hmm. called a Declaration of Homestead. I prepare them at no charge for borrowers. It's $35 to record them, and it gives you $500,000 in protection of equity.
Really important
against creditors. Really important to have. For $35,
it's worth it. Well, if people want to have a one-on-one consultation with you, Jim, how can people get in touch with you?
They could email me at james@harringtonsweeney.com. Or I also give up my cell phone, 617-821-6330.
Perfect. And Dan, real quick, we got 5 seconds.
781-536-4172.
And we'll put all this information on bostonconnect.com. Have a great morning, everybody.
Great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.